Tarja Kronberg is the chairperson of the European Parliamentary Delegation to Iran. She says the progress that was made last weekend during the talks with Iran in Geneva must be built upon to ease sanctions against the Islamic Republic.
I must congratulate both of the negotiating teams that actually made this possible. But also that a tribute goes to the Iranian people who actually voted for a new president and created a new atmosphere.
The list of EU sanctions against Iran are 3 pages long, but during the next 6 months, approximately €5 billion worth of restrictions relating to the oil, gas, automotive and aviation industries will be lifted. There will also be an easing of restrictions in terms of financial transactions and trade in precious metals. The legal process to make this happen has already begun.
Technical experts will sit together and they will have to make amendments, draft amendments to EU sanctions legislation. That would have to go through the normal process, normal EU internal process.
The US and EU claimed that they imposed these sanctions over fears that Iran was trying to build a nuclear weapon. But Iran has always maintained that its nuclear program is purely for peaceful purposes. The EU's chief negotiator at the successful talks in Geneva says she believes relations between the EU and Iran will continue to improve because both sides have been very careful to examine the smallest of details.
We have worked really hard with Minister Zarif from Iran and his team to try and really focus on the issues that really matter to us and to them.
The EU sanctions against Iran that are to be lifted during the next 6 months are only a tiny portion of the total EU sanctions against Tehran. But still, this move could be considered as a positive step in the right direction. Once the legal details have been sorted out, EU foreign ministers will rubber stamp the easing of sanctions in the coming weeks. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.